Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
434, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Well, it is. It's Wednesday, and we got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of good stuff, I promise you. Our pal Mike Dickens is going to be along in just about an hour. We'll talk about some of the local scandals that Mike is covering as our citizen journalist, citizen reporter out there doing a great job. I've got another pair of tickets for this great sampling event. Some amazing world-class bourbons are going to be sampled. And I don't know, sampling to me sounds like you get more than you would at a tasting. But we'll have to find out. The tickets are worth $120 for the pair. It's coming up at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture on September the 14th. And 5:20-ish this afternoon, I'll give you a chance to win those tickets. What about Hopewell and Prince George? Well, they've got some big stuff going on the next couple of days. It sounds exciting. It looks like it's going to be fun. And Becky McDonough, who is with the Hopewell Prince George Chamber of Commerce. I do believe she is the president, the CEO, the big poobah there, is joining us. Becky, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for being here. Did I get the title right? It is Big Poobah. You are the boss of bosses.
Oh, you
there.
Did. Yeah. The other, sometimes they call me the quarterback, but poobah is even better.
Well,
promotion.
Excellent. Yes, congratulations. You are the top of the top. And you got some great stuff going on down there in the Hopewell Prince George area.
We really do. We have been working for about 18 months to bring back the idea of a Hopewell Festival, and it's called Rivers and Roads, and it's going to be happening on September 6th, 7th, and 8th. We didn't want to do it on Labor Day. You know, yeah. People have family and travel and that sort of thing, and we're really excited to share some of the details. It's a two-day fishing tournament at the Hopewell Marina.
Oh, wow.
Some lucky fisherman is going to win a $10,000 cash prize.
Say what?
Not,
hey, whoa, don't go running past that part. $10,000 is part of the fishing tournament?
Yes, sirree. Yep.
Wow.
So if you even think you can catch a big bass, you need to go out there for that.
Wow. Oh, I love that. Now, just so we're clear, those are 10,000 actual American dollars.
That would be the case, yes.
Okay. All right. I just want to make it clear, because if it's, you know.
Not Monopoly money. We're not talking
about
that.
Yeah, some country I've never heard of that, it's worth $7. Congratulations. But
no, and it's not going to be $10,000 worth of coupons. No.
Right. It's actual cash money. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so how do you get signed up for that?
So you go onto the tourism website, which is visithpg.com.
Okay.
And that gives you all the details. It's all up there. How to sign up, who's sponsoring, what's going on when.
Wow.
Couldn't be any easier.
No, this is pretty cool. And tell me about this five and dime part of the event.
So are you a motorcycle rider by chance?
I like watching people on motorcycles. They don't make training wheels in my size, Becky, so the answer is no. I'm sorry. No.
I'm with you. Well, for many, many years, motorcyclists have referred to a 72-mile ride as the five and dime. And what they're talking about is leaving Hopewell,
right,
going down Route 10, across the Benjamin Harrison Bridge, down scenic Route 5, across the ferry into Surrey, and back up Route 10.
And
we caught wind of that designation during COVID and decided to brand that ride, because there's so many places you can get outdoors, to a park, on the river, you know, just kind of get away from the hustle and bustle of a big city.
Oh, my God. This is so cool. I love it. Now, I want to remind everybody, if you visit visithpg.com, you'll see all the details there. Visit HPG.com. And we were talking a little bit about the fishing tournament. So you're looking for bass and $10,000. In addition to all of that, you got some live music that we're going to be listening to on the river.
We do. We're excited on Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to live music from our favorite local band, Magnolia and Friends, okay, we will also have Beyond Boundaries. They're coming down from Richmond to offer free guided pontoon boat rides during the day on Friday.
That I can do. I do pontoon boats. I like pontoon boats.
They're very relaxing.
Yes.
You can come down for a pontoon boat ride.
I love that.
And then on Saturday, it's a little more rigorous. So you would have to eat your Wheaties for that one, Josh.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we'll be having sports relays and a rock climbing wall.
Wow.
And RVA Paddle Sports is coming down so people can paddle on the river for free.
Wow.
There'll be a street festival with vendors and then live music from the Sounds Funny Band on Library Street from 12 to 3, followed by the Jangling Reinhardts. Will close out from 5 to 9.
Good band. I've actually seen those guys. They're really good.
They are really good. And so we're excited. And then on Sunday, the festival will shift to historic City Point.
Nice.
And the Appomattox Manor, where we'll have some history with park rangers from the National Park Service. They'll give tours on the grounds.
Wow.
And we'll also have an education trailer. And some acoustic musicians will be performing, and there'll be a hot dog stand.
Well, all right. So I'm there for Jangling Reinhardts, pontoon boat, hot dogs, and watching them. Yeah, I got like 80% of the activities covered.
That's good. Maybe there's, 20% of your readers, your listenership will be on there for the other.
Oh, we'll cover it all for you. Don't worry about that. Everybody, there would be plenty of people there for plenty of stuff. This is so cool. Now, was this all your idea, Becky?
Well, heck no.
Oh, okay.
We started this thing, and we had in-person visioning sessions. We had citizens' feedback with an online survey. We promoted it and asked people. We had questionnaires on the street at farmers markets.
Nice.
We really wanted to see what do people want.
Yeah.
And the feedback was clear. They wanted an event that strengthens all of our bonds.
Right.
Bringing Richmond down here to our area.
Yep.
We're really one big area when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted stuff for youth and teens, and they wanted it to be a safe place.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you covered all of it, and I'm just excited about this. Again, visit HPG.com is the website. Visit HPG.com. So I can envision this being a tremendous success this year. And there's a lot of stuff happening, it seems like, in Hopewell and in Prince George in general, North Prince George specifically, City Point in Hopewell is just...
Yep. Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Such a beautiful place and filled with history.
True, and we always have to do a little shout out to three new things. One is Tree Time Adventures, which is a zip lining park in Prince George.
Wow,
that's new and very fun.
Yep.
And then two that most people know about are the Boathouse at City Point and the Beacon Theater.
Absolutely.
And both of those have come back strong from COVID, and we're so excited.
I love the Boathouse at City Point. I could pretty much eat every meal there if, they would let me. And,
I'm with you.
right? And the Beacon Theater, obviously, has been host to our Politics and Bites events, the last couple of them. I think
absolutely.
Next one, in October, we're doing there as well. It's just great stuff. And I think sometimes people get focused one way or the other, maybe even forget that there's so much great stuff just a little south of us. So visit HPG.com is where they go, Becky. Anything else you want to give a little mention to just to help inspire people to get down there, catch the biggest bass, take home $10,000. That's a nice invite right there.
Well, I think maybe for some people, the idea that we have plenty of parking and no parking meters.
Well, that's beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
Might be an incentive.
Oh, I love that. Wow. Now, do you think you could talk with some of the folks in, I don't know, Richmond about the whole parking meter thing? No?
We want them to keep giving those tickets and putting those boots on there.
Oh, thanks. All right. Well, I see how it is. Well, Becky, I got to tell you, I am so grateful that you are doing this. I got a lot of friends in that Prince George, North Prince George in particular, a lot of friends down there. Yeah, this is a great excuse to come down and hang out and enjoy some stuff. And I just think it's great. I want you to keep me in the loop because I've got a sneaking suspicion this is not the only thing that you're going to be doing to help boost Hopewell and Prince George.
No, and I hope I'll run into you live at the next Politics and Pints.
Love it. It's a date. I love the sound of it. Thank you, my friend.
Get to meet each other in person. Thank you.
Indeed.
Really
Becky,
appreciate you.
You betcha. Becky McDonough, she is the, I think, executive director and CEO is the official title, but she's the big boss over there, the Hopewell Prince George Chamber of Commerce. And this is going to be a heck of an event, September 6th, 7th, and 8th, all throughout that area, that five and dime ride. You know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to reach out. I got friends who are real motorcycle guys like Thor and Sloniker. Come to think of it, I think McSloniker might still have training wheels. Somebody told me that. I don't know if it's true. But anyway, they're like real honest to goodness motorcycle guys. So I'm going to reach out to them and see what they know about this five and dime motorcycle ride. If you want more info, visit HPG.com. Don't forget, we got about a half an hour, a couple of minutes more than that. I'm going to give you the chance to win a pair of tickets for the Virginia Distilled event. It is the bourbon sampling, Virginia Museum of History and Culture. Two tickets, retail value on those. It's $120 for the two tickets. So I guess sampling is a heavier pour than tasting. That's what I'm thinking. And some of the best bourbons. You know, Virginia has really embraced this whole bourbon culture. We had some good quality bourbons for a long time. I'm here to tell you that we now have some great quality bourbons, and that's going to be highlighted, and I know there'll be other bourbons there, but your chance to win those tickets coming up at 5:20-ish. Are you getting the new COVID booster? And what do you think the question should be for the vice president and the wannabe vice president? Oh, any ideas on helping us hang on to our now only one NASCAR race? Because I am fearful at $200 million in revenue for Central Virginia might be leaving. And I don't want to see it happen. You can hit me up on all of that, of course. The Chronic Care of Richmond text line, always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.